Welcome to Sleep Well's podcast. I am your host, Shannon Glenn. This is my first episode of 2020. I'm really excited for the new year, excited for some of the things I have planned for this podcast. I hope you'll enjoy. Today, I am talking about goal setting, and I share a few of the goals that I have chose to set for myself and some reasons why you might want to consider having a goal around your sleep. I hope you'll enjoy the episode. Happy New Year. Shannon Glenn here. I can't believe it's already 2020. You've probably heard somebody say that, even maybe thought it yourself and been like, yeah, why does everybody keep saying that? But really, it is crazy that we already are into a new decade of the 2000s. It's crazy how fast life can go. As a parent, I guess I have to asterisk that, because I definitely know that there have been literally days of my life that have felt like years, and then years where I look back and go, wow, where did that go? Like, for example, we just had the longest Christmas break of our life. And I know that there were days that I was like, are my children ever going to go back to school? I feel like we have been in the eternal Christmas break forever. And while I loved having that extra time with them and having the one-on-one time with each of them, and there were some amazing moments of it, I was most definitely ready for my kids to go back to school this week. I'm sure many of you parents out there would say the same thing. Or if you're still home with your kiddos, you're saying, yeah, I've got a couple more years before that's happening. So I do feel like with parenting, it just goes differently, right? And even more so mattering on the age your children are. But nonetheless, when we look back, well, we would all say, you know, the time goes faster than we wanted to, thought it would, whatever. So it leads me to and here we are in a new month. And that leads me to what I want to talk about today. It's January. Lots of people are looking at setting goals, doing New Year's resolutions, whatever you want to call that. I was actually listening to a podcast the other day, and they were talking about instead of calling them New Year's resolutions or goals or whatever, think of it as rituals or habits or routines, something along those lines, because chances are you're going to have more success at sticking with it if you look at it, call it that, focus on it being a habit, a routine, a ritual, right? How many times has there been a quote-unquote New Year's resolution that you've set only to find yourself mid-January and you were like, well, that lasted all of about 5 days or maybe less. So I liked that. I thought that really, that would make sense to try to think of it as more as a habit or a ritual. And when we're thinking about that, a lot of times we also overdo it, right? We set goals, we want to make changes that are way, way too big. I want to start running and I'm going to run a marathon this year, but you've never actually ran much before in your life and you don't even own a pair of running shoes. That's probably a little bit of a big goal. It might be better to say, this year, I'm going to start running, you know, 2 times a week, 10 to 15 minutes each time, or something smaller, just more achievable. And then as you get good at that, work at increasing it, pushing yourself a little more, and then, you know, you'll really start establishing that habit. And speaking of habits, according to James Clear, he's a New York Times bestselling author. He wrote the book Atomic Habits, and his research has said that it takes us about 2 months, 66 days to be specific, to adopt a new habit. His findings are based on a lot of scientific studies that have been conducted around habit forming. So 66 days, 2 months to develop a new habit or establish something. And so whatever you want to call it, your goals, your New Year's resolutions, however you refer to it, do know that it will take you at least 2 months to bring that into a regular part of your life. So I'm taking that knowledge and I'm applying it to myself and some of the goals that I'm setting for myself this year. One of those, to give you an example, one of those goals is I want less stress. I mean, of course, everybody, all of us say that, right? And that that does sound kind of vague, but I just lower my stress level. And specifically in doing that, focusing on some self-care. I can tell you, I've just been a few days into this, and as a product of me working on some self-care, I'm sleeping better. You can kind of probably imagine where I'm going with this. Is there a correlation between stress and sleep? You bet there is. Anyway, back to my goal or habit, if you will. So one of the habits that I'm really wanting to cultivate this year is self-care. And so to break that down into like actionable steps, what I am trying to do every morning, I started this on Monday, is wake up at 6:30 in the morning. And so what that will do is give me 30 minutes of alone time before my kids are up and need us to kind of get things going. I'm not a morning person. I never really have been. So some of you might be hearing me say 6:30 a.m. and you're like, wow, that's a sleep in for me. That time works for me. I'm, like I said, I'm not naturally a morning person. My kids are a little bit older. So I don't have them waking me up at 5 in the morning, which I know maybe some of you who are listening to this might. But anyway, I digress. My goal here is I want to wake up 30 minutes at 6:30. During this time, I am stretching, doing some deep breathing exercises, making sure I drink some water, then taking care of myself, you know, washing my face, you know, cleaning myself up. So that when my kids get up, I'm like ready for them. I'm ready to take on them, the day, ready to go. And the reason that I wanted to do this is I was finding that here in the last few months, my bedtime had been getting too late. Like I kind of just like kept summer too late a bedtime and like never really brought it back. I was just like waking up right before my kids or even with them. I had no time for myself whatsoever. I was feeling very stressed and frazzled by the time they got out the door. And then that's how I'd start my workday, just from a place of kind of chaos. And naturally, as you can kind of imagine, it didn't feel good. So I'm just, like I said, I'm just in my first week of this new habit, but I can, and so it's definitely not solidified yet, right? I've got like 62 more days to go before I'm going to be there, but I can already feel some good changes from it. I mean, I'm less snappy. I'm more calm. I feel better. I'm happier. And my workday is getting off to a more productive and better start. And I know that this probably sounds really common sense. I know in my mind, like, yeah, duh, of course I'm feeling better. But like, it's just the act of actually doing it, right? I mean, and getting myself into this new habit or process. And I'm like, yeah, this works. It works. The added benefit is that because I am getting up a little earlier, 10 o'clock rolls around and I'm tired and ready for bed. So it's making my bedtime easier too, therefore making my sleepies better. So one other thing that I want to work on is getting a little bit more sunlight exposure. I mean, I'm not talking about like laying out and tanning or anything crazy like that, but I live in the Northwest, and during this time of the year, it's dark. We have, I think, like just a little over 8 hours of actual night. I'm not exact on that, but it's not much. Subsequently in the summer, we have long days. So it can be dark. And as an added bummer in the wintertime, especially where I live, we can get some pretty gray days too. So like not a lot of light and some gray skies. Kind of sounds sad just saying it. No wonder I can feel the effects of that, right? I've lived in this type of climate and sunlight exposure for most of my life. But in the last few years, I've really started to feel the effects of it more and more. Like I find myself feeling more tired, wanting to sleep more, not wanting to exercise, like just wanting to Netflix and chill all day for anybody young that's listening to this. So like literally, I feel like I could take a nap every day, which napping every day isn't necessarily a bad thing to do, but it's the low energy level that I have from it that I don't like. And so I'm forcing myself to get outside every day, midday for a little bit. Ideally, I'll be out for like 30 minutes every day, but something is better than nothing. And again, kind of thinking like start small. I know that I might not be able to do 30 minutes every day. And so if I can get out for 10, it's going to be better, right? Better than staying inside too much. And just getting some fresh air, hopefully some sun if it's shining, that's what I'm working for. I also do have a light box that I pull out this time of the year often. And on really gloomy days, I'm using that. But a lot of research says that like the sunlight is ideal, right? So that is what I'm working on, some fresh air and some sunlight exposure kind of midday every day. So those are two things that I'm focusing on for self-care to obviously help myself feel better, feel less stress. And what I'm getting around to here is if you're thinking about setting some goals for yourself, setting some new habits or rituals in your life, I would strongly encourage you to consider just making one change to your sleep, one small change to your sleep. It's a common joke in my house that my kids or my husband will say that I think everything relates back to sleep when it comes to life, specifically behavior. And I do. I know that I do that, but it's so often the truth. Like my daughter will come home from school and talk about how it was like a hard day and maybe she didn't get along well with a friend. And it'll often be on a Monday after a weekend that this has happened, or it'll be after a long break that this has happened. And, you know, the kids' sleep schedules changed, right? And before I even say anything, she'll be in kind of an annoyed voice. She'll be like, yes, mom, I know you're going to say that this all goes back to sleep, that we probably just need more sleep. And my friend needs more sleep. I need more sleep, you know, like, because she's right. That's probably what I am going to say as part of the problem, right? Or sometimes I'll know if my son is really distracted, not listening to us very well, I'll know that he's probably missed out on some sleep and maybe needs a little bit more. So it's true. Seriously, sleep impacts everything. If you can just think about times in your life that are hard or times that you might be dealing with right now that are difficulty, and then think about how you are or you were sleeping, there's likely a correlation. Not as good as sleep makes life harder, hands down. Obviously, I talk to tired parents like all day, every day. So I truly know the effects of sleep deprivation, but it's real. And this just isn't me standing on my sleep soapbox. It's proven over and over again with research. Sleep matters to all of us. It might look different from one person to the next, but we need it every single day. There are not many things in your life that you need to do every day. Sleep is one of them. So as you're looking into 2020 or this new decade of your life, I would encourage you to just think of one thing you could change with your sleep. Something that you can actually change, that's real for you to implement. Don't go making a huge overhaul that isn't going to be possible for you to stick with. Do something small. Like a big overhaul for me would be saying I'm going to get up at 5 a.m. and go work out. Like that's not going to happen. Like the idea of that sounds awesome. And I'm like always so envious of people who can consistently do that. But that is truly not how my body is wired. Like I couldn't do it. So that's what I mean. Don't do something that is like so big that the chances of doing it are going to be not as possible or likely for you, because then that just makes you feel failure and that's not good for anybody. So start with something small, something little, again, around sleep, something like I'll consistently change my sheets every week. I know that for some of you, that might be like, ew, gross. People don't do that, but no, they don't. And like, it's crazy what research has found in just like having a clean bed. Like, I don't know how many of you ever stay at hotels, but one of my favorite things about getting into a hotel bed is it's like all crisp and cozy and clean. It feels really good. It can promote good sleep too. So change your sheets out every week, or say you're going to open the windows in your bedroom every week and get some fresh air flooding into that bedroom. Make sure that, you know, it's nice and full of fresh air for you to breathe in. Or say you're going to go to bed 30 minutes earlier than you normally do, or like I'm going to keep a more consistent bedtime from night to night, or start a bedtime routine for yourself. Of course, I am always harping on bedtime routines for kids, but guess what? You need a bedtime routine too. Even if it's just a couple steps, really good for you to unwind. Or maybe you need to rearrange your bedroom, make it a little bit more sleep friendly, move bedding around or move your bed around, maybe get new bedding. Here's a big one. Maybe you need to get a TV out of your room if you have one in there. I would be doing a happy dance for you if you did that. Maybe you need to buy a new bed or you know, make your room a little more of a sleep sanctuary. Some of you might be, I said a few things. Some of you might be like, ooh, I maybe want to do more than one of those things. awesome. I would encourage you all to just think of something, just one thing positive that you could do to your sleep and then stay with it for the next 2 months. Remember, 66 days to be exact, and commit yourself to that change. I promise you won't regret it. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Happy 2020, and I hope you sleep well. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that this was something that you enjoyed. Obviously, I am super passionate about sleep, but I think it's something that we all can do better, optimize. So hopefully there was a few tips in there that you were able to take away from and something focused on you. Oftentimes I am talking about our kids' sleep, but your sleep matters too. I'll be back next week with another episode. In the meantime, please consider connecting with us, Instagram, Facebook. We are at Sleep Well Sleep Specialists and active on both. And we would love to hear from you. Love to hear what you think of this. Love to hear ideas if you have them for upcoming podcasts. Just say hi. We would love to hear. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.